Officially, the listening sessions held by the state Ag Department are part of a mandatory review of criteria for citing new or expanding livestock operations. But as more than 30 people spoke yesterday afternoon and last night, much of the discussion was over the trend towards large farms and the effect of that trend on rural life.
Hi, thanks for letting me talk today. I'm from one of those evil CAFOs.
That's Art Thalen. He runs a large farm known as a CAFO or CAFO or Concentrated Animal Feeding Operation near Lafarge. He says the state's siting law has helped bring more certainty to the farming business and helped some farms grow. Thalen says he doesn't think all the animal waste at large farms is a health threat.
You'd have to talk to my 97-year-old neighbor, my 94-year-old uncle, my 88-year-old aunt, and my 82-year-old father, who all live there still and are in good health.
Other farm owners say the growth of large farms has helped draw more younger people to the business. Jim Milsna farms near Hillsboro.
Our farm changed because it wanted a better lifestyle so our kids could come back to farm. Siting has helped us.
But some owners of smaller farms question the need to get big. Pat Scogan runs an organic dairy near Loganville. She says big production isn't everything.
We need to stop thinking about more cows and more production. We need to make sure we have quality production and make sure we have happy cows in Wisconsin rather than in New Zealand.
And Edie Ehlert of the Crawford Stewardship Project says large farms can deter other types of farms or other businesses from locating in rural counties. She says, for one thing, there's a risk of bad odors.
I have yet to hear someone in Crawford County say that they would just love to walk out their door on a foggy May morning in one of our lovely valleys with that fog just settling in and gag on the stench of liquid manure.
Ehlert says an odor standard is just one of several issues that need changing in the livestock siting criteria. Environmental groups are also pushing for changes. But a few farmers that support the siting criteria want the potential of even faster approval of farm growth. Mike Larson runs a large dairy operation near Evansville and is trying to expand it a second time. He'd like the state law to force local governments to begin acting more quickly on siting applications.
By providing that if a local unit of a government fails to issue a completeness determination within the 45-day time frame or within 14 days after an applicant submits the additional information requested, then the application is deemed complete.
This week, a state appeals court heard a dispute over whether an expansion plan at Larson's farm should go ahead. A ruling on that case could affect whether the state Ag Board orders any changes in the livestock siting rule and whether more Wisconsin livestock farms get big. Chuck Kornbach, Wisconsin Public Radio.